Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How to react if the guy answers to my message after 12 hours, first time in 6 months we are hanging out.
He responded 12 hours later?
Yeah.
Well, I would have to say he either did that on purpose or he's not very enthusiastic about getting together. Because typically if you're, you know, maybe he was traveling, that's possible. But, you know, when a girl waits 24 hours, like one of the emails I did the other day, that was the guy's experience. They were hot and heavy, almost about the point to get into a relationship. And then he started calling too much, double texting. He'd call, leave a message, and then immediately start texting her right after and just coming across as needy and neurotic, which caused her to back off more, which freaked him out more. He, you know, she'd be like, oh, I don't know what my schedule is. He's like, all right, let me know. And then a couple days would go by and he wouldn't hear from her and he would call her up trying to make a date. And it got to the point where, like, the last one or two times they spoke, she was really bitchy and really snotty to me. Or to me. Snotty to him.
Yeah.
I should say. And I pointed that out in the video newsletter. It was like, she doesn't respect you because you're acting like a bitch. And this guy's much older. He's like, he's around 50. And the girl was like 25, 30, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's, if you act like a bitch, women are going to treat you like a bitch. If you act like a bitch, women will be bitchy to you and towards you.
Yeah.
Because they don't respect you. That's part of, you know, you got to stand up for yourself when you do that. Like, don't talk to me in that tone. But, you know, you act soft and squishy and it makes you guys feel unsafe. You don't like it. That's why you can kind of get a little nasty. It's like, be a fucking man. That's what the bitchiness is. Man up, fucker. Stop being a pussy. Be a man. That's what a girl in essence is trying to communicate when she's nasty to you. In other words, she wants you to stand up to her. She wants you to put her in her place. She knows she's being bitchy and inappropriate.
Right.
And if you just sit there and take it, then you're being a bitch. And then she loses even more respect. And what typically happens, she's even nastier the next time. Because, you know, the more you fold like a cheap deck chair, the more she's going to stick you in your chink in your armor and try to exploit any weakness. Because she's, that's what is beautiful about women, is that when we have a weakness, women are great at finding it and they'll exploit it and they'll keep pushing on it and throw some salt and some lemon juice in the wound and really make you suffer. And the idea is that you have to overcome that weakness, whatever it happens to be. Not being willing to speak up for yourself, not willing to put her in her place. And the more you let her treat you like a doormat, the more she loses respect, the more she jerks you around. She'll start canceling dates, blowing you off, waiting 12 hours to respond to your text, or wait 24 hours. And, and like that guy's particular case, she was waiting exactly 24 hours to respond to him, and then she's sending like two or three word replies. I was like, that's not good, bro.
Yeah.
Stop calling her. Stop texting her. Because that's what happens most of the time with guys that have come to me. If they've gotten the girl to the point where they're getting ghosted, or in this case, taking 24 hours for text replies, and then she just never can seem to find time in her schedule to meet him, whereas just a few weeks before, she's like, my schedule's wide open.
Yeah.
And now he's asking her for a date, and she's like, well, I got this going on Monday, Tuesday's this, Wednesday's that, Thursday's that, and Friday's this, and then the whole weekend's busy. So she's like really going out of her way to be like, I don't have any time.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't like it, and her interest has dropped. And so it's like, you just got to let a girl be. When she, if a woman likes you, they'll help you. If they want to go out on a date, they'll make a date. And if they don't, they'll throw all kinds of roadblocks.
Yeah.
And or they cancel the date the last minute because they didn't really want to go out with you in the first place.
I personally, if a guy took 12 hours to respond to me, I would assume that there is another girl who has his interests in mind, because we're on our phones all the time. Like, we're always checking our phones, even just to look at the time, we'll see that a message came in. And if he doesn't have the time of day or care to even respond, then obviously there's more important things on his mind. So
yeah, anybody that waits 12 hours, you're just not that important to them.
Yeah. Like, they're not excited to text you back. They're not excited to see and have conversation with you. So I would just leave it at that. Or maybe he's trying to see how much like pursuing you will do. But I don't know. I feel like at one age, it's just a little childish.
Yeah. So if they dated and then maybe it kind of sounds like he blew her off. Mm-hmm. What'd she say? It was like 8 months they hadn't spoken?
6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
So more than likely she liked him and then he dipped and disappeared. And rejection breeds obsession. And she's probably wondering, what happened to that guy? Why didn't he call me? Mm-hmm. And so she liked him more, but she had enough emotional self-control to where she's like, well, I'm not going to call him then.
Right.
And then 6 months went by, and then he reaches out because he has nothing else going on. Or maybe he started dating a girl he really liked, and he got dumped. And he got his heart broken. Mm-hmm. So now he's going through his Rolodex. Who do I know? Oh, I haven't talked to that girl in 6 months. Let me send her a text, see if she's down to hang out. Mm-hmm. So it's not he's getting in touch because he misses you terribly. Mm-hmm. Unless, you know, I mean, it's also possible he got back with an ex and they just broke up again and now he's available. That's a different case. But
true.
If there was no other girl, he didn't go back to an ex-girlfriend or get serious with anybody else. And then 6 months later, he's reaching out. It's like probably wants a booty call.
Right.
Or he just got burned by somebody else. Lonely. So he's like, who can I call?
Right.
Or maybe it was cuffing season.
Bored. It's actually
yeah, we so did. Funny. Those questions actually came in cuffing season. So maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, too. Maybe.
So it could have been a cuffing season call. Mm. He was prospecting for a cuffing season girl.
It's so funny because when I was on Hinge, like a dating app, I followed a couple of guys on my Instagram and it was like a mutual following. And yesterday Valentine's? Yeah, right?
Yeah. The 14th? Just a couple days ago.
Okay. It felt like yesterday.
2 days ago.
Okay, on Valentine's, all these guys just came out of nowhere with girlfriends and new girls and talking about, like, love you and all this stuff. I'm like, you were liking my photos, like, the day before Valentine's. I'm like, when did this new girl just pop up all of a sudden? It's so interesting. Because these guys, I feel like they're really good at hiding their dating life. And they'll make it seem like they're single, they're fine, they're entertaining you. But then there's that one girl where they're like, yeah, that's where all his energy is going to. And if he's taking 12 hours, there's definitely that one girl he's giving all that attention to.
The bottom line is you're not a priority.
Yeah.
And you got to match and mirror those actions. If she's not treating you like a priority, then, well, she doesn't get to be a priority in your life. Match and mirror that. If she takes 12, you take 12. Yeah. Or maybe you take 13 or 14. Or maybe you wait until the next morning. Especially that guy. 6 months, you haven't heard from. But did she reach out to him or did he reach out to her?
She reached out to him.
Ah, I was thinking it was him reaching out to her.
No.
So, yeah, she reached out to him and he took 12 hours. Like, he didn't give a fuck.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Yeah, it's like, he's not interested.
He didn't care. Yeah, I misunderstood. My bad. Well, I hope you enjoyed the long explanation, everybody.
Maybe you could just switch the point of view into like a woman or whatever.